Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the podcast that has no name yet. I am your host, Pace Meyer, and I run WNBATimes.com. You can follow us on Twitter at WNBATimes, and we're trying to get our Instagram going as well, so you can follow us there at WNBATimes. But this podcast, yes, I know the playoffs are just starting this evening, but we wanted to get a podcast out, and we don't have a name for it yet. But we'll try and figure that out, iron that out before the end of the week. It's been a weird journey for WNBA Times. For those of you that don't know us, I started this blog, YouTube page slash website late in the 2018 WNBA season, probably with 23 to 25 games left, I'd say. I think I started it. And you know, it was kind of odd time to start like a website like that during the middle slash towards the end of a basketball season, but there's never a right time to do anything, and I'm a firm believer in that, and I'm just a big believer and big fan of women's basketball in general, and I really think the WNBA is going to grow here. Not only has it grown this year, I really think it has grown this year with so many things that have gone on in this league, and I think it will continue to grow. Year after year after year, heck, who knows, we might have more teams. You just never know what can happen. The reason I really enjoy the WNBA, I just really think that women's basketball is so competitive in general, from the NCAA level all the way to the professional level, even into the high school level. I'm a sports journalist right now in North Dakota, and I watch a lot of high school basketball, so it's super competitive. It's just women's basketball is just super competitive. And that's why I really enjoy it. And I think it's super cool. What's super cool about the WNBA is there's only 12 teams, right? Obviously, you know that. If you don't, well, there you know now, and hopefully you can continue to learn more about the game. But there's only 12 teams, so every single game matters. When you look at the NBA or baseball or even throwing hockey, there's so many games that you sometimes see teams take a day off. They probably won't take back-to-back days off, but you see a team take a day off and, heck, you know, oh, we have 130 more games. Oh, we have 60 more games. And in the WNBA, it's just like, hey, if you lose 2-3 in a row, you only have, you know, 31 more games left. It's competitive. You have to come in every night and fight for your life every night. And that's why I enjoy watching the game, too, because every single game matters. And now with the new playoff format, and that was implemented in 2016, you know, it makes it even a little more interesting. And so that's super cool as well. I mean, teams will be, as you know, or if you don't know, here we go. Here's a learning curve. You know, I've been watching WNBA for, I don't know, 2-4 years. I haven't been as big of a fan as I have been this year, as I have been in the past. But this is the year that I really, really kicked down and started watching games. I got the league pass and just started really reading and studying and learning about the game. And it's been fun. But for those of you that don't know, teams in the playoffs will be reseeded after each round. So that means we don't know what the later round matchups will look like quite yet. So that's kind of interesting. The first two rounds are single elimination, while the semis and finals are best of five series. So this year, obviously, you have two teams that have double byes to the semis, your top two teams in the league, Seattle Storm and the Atlanta Dream. And so those guys make it all the way to the semis. And then who have a first-round bye? The Washington Mystics and the Connecticut Sun. But what we're worried about today, on August 21st, on this chilly Tuesday morning here in North Dakota, we are worried about round one. We are worried about the Dallas Wings and the Phoenix Mercury on the left side. And then on the other side, the weird matchup here, Minnesota Lynx and the Los Angeles Sparks. You know, that is just an odd matchup. And why I say odd is because they've met before in the championship. We get the Lynx versus Sparks, who have faced off in the last two WNBA finals. And it's weird to see them in the first round single elimination game there. The Lynx have appeared in six of the last seven finals, winning four of them, which is super impressive. But this year, the road to the finals for both teams, really, is going to be tough. It's going to be tough. At the beginning of the season, I don't think anyone predicted the Los Angeles Sparks and the Minnesota Lynx to be facing each other in the first round. Not even facing each other, just be playing in the first round. And considering they've been the juggernauts for the last few years. But the Wings and the Phoenix Mercury, I think that's an interesting matchup as well, just because the Dallas Wings, man, it's just been a hell of a season for this team. It's been a roller coaster of emotions for this team. And every time I watch them, sometimes I cringe, sometimes I'm cheering. It just depends on the night that they come around. You know, they had lost, what, 8 games, I believe, towards the end of the season, and they beat the Los Angeles Aces in that final game, on their final game of the year to sneak into the playoffs as that 8 seed. And, you know, their coach is gone. Fred Williams is gone. He had an altercation with the head cheese there for Dallas, and that was bad. And the players, you know, I saw on TMZ that they're still supporting Fred. And Fred said he's not out of the women's basketball coaching game yet. He enjoys it. So it just kind of one thing after another for Dallas. And you go back a month and a half ago, and you see their superstar player who just returned to the NBA this year, Liz Cambage, drop 53 points and break the single WNBA season scoring record for a game. I mean, this lady is phenomenal. She's expanded her game so much for how big she is. What is she, 6'8", 6'9"? She's expanded her game so much. It almost seems like when you look at the NBA, you know, big man, you still see Dwight Howard. You know, he came out with some quotes this summer saying that he is going to be like more of a Kevin Durant style player. And everyone blew their mind. What is he going to do? Shoot threes? What the heck? Dwight Howard, he's a center. You give the ball to him in the post, and he posts people up, and he'll block shots. That's not what Liz does. I mean, obviously, yes, Liz can do that. But she's been hitting threes. You know, I saw a couple of games this year. She's been hitting 2, 3, 4 three-pointers a game that I watched, and that's super impressive. And that's how you evolve as a player, and that's how you become a better player, and that's how you get yourself into MVP talks, because you don't do one single thing. Everyone thinks that you do one thing. Every coach thinks that, hey, we can shut this lady down if we do this. Guess what? You can try and shut me down in the post, Liz always says, but I'm going to pop threes, I'm going to pop 25-footers, and we might lose the game, but I'm going to play well. So Dallas, I don't know how high I am on Dallas. Skylar Diggins-Smith, I mean, what are we going to get out of her in the first round? You know, what are we going to get out of Liz? Are we going to get a 2-for-8 night, a couple of boards, 4 points from Liz? You never know what you're going to get from this Dallas team. I think it's an exciting matchup, to say the least, just because you have a player who's in the MVP talks with like Liz, and it'll be interesting. Dallas barely squeaks in. They capture the 8th spot, and now they're here. So you would have to think that they're going to have a little chip on their shoulder. You would hope so, right? I think so. But, I mean, then again, you come in with the Phoenix Mercury, who are loaded as the 5 seed. They're loaded. I mean, Diana Taurasi and company, Brittany Griner, you know, all those cats, they're loaded. You have Bonner there too, and, you know, January. I mean, I think Phoenix definitely has the advantage in this one as a 5 seed over an 8 seed. Scoring wise, I don't know if I can throw any scores out there. I wish I should have checked the lines before I hopped on. This is going to be great podcasting here as I search it up on my computer. I should have checked the lines for all the first round games. I'm a betting man. I like to bet. I think betting on WNBA is underrated. I think more people should do it. I think you can make some good money if you know what you're doing. Sorry guys for this good podcast in here. I'm still looking for a name for the podcast. That's kind of number one thing here, and I'll be thinking about it today. And obviously we only have a couple Twitter followers and everything like that. So hopefully we get some. Hopefully we get some views out of this and people listening. But if you guys ever want to tweet at me at WNB Times and say, hey, I think this would be a good name and anything like that, that'd be super, super cool. Yeah, I'm not finding any lines. I should have been more prepared. Sorry, it's early here. It's 7:15. All right. So prediction wise, I'm taking the Mercury over the Wings. As much as I want to pick the Wings, I just think Phoenix is just has too much power. I think they have an advantage at almost every spot on the floor. And obviously with Diane Taurasi, she's kind of the floor general running everything. She's been here before, so she kind of knows everything about the first round and not only the first round but playoffs in general. So I really think that they're going to take home a W and move on to round two. The second game of the night, as the Dallas Wings versus Phoenix Mercury, couldn't get any more interesting. The second game of the night, as we talked about earlier in the podcast, the Minnesota Lynx, the 7th seed, versus the Los Angeles Sparks, the 6th seed. Obviously, when you have these two teams like this who have met in the finals before, who have been to so many finals, it still blows my mind every time we talk about it, that they're meeting in a one game in a first round one game elimination series. And it's just wild. Obviously, you have Lindsey Whalen retiring at the end of the season. Just think, this could be her last ever WNBA game. And then she can focus more on being the Minnesota Gophers women's basketball head coach. But Lindsey Whalen, all that she has done for this league, to grow this league to where it is today in 2018, this could possibly be her last ever game in a Minnesota Lynx uniform. Hold up, not even a Minnesota Lynx uniform, in a WNBA uniform. And if that doesn't blow your mind, you know, then you better get yourself checked, because that is crazy. And just to think that everything she has done for the game, for the community of the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, is just mind-boggling and shouldn't be taken for granted. I'm assuming both these teams will have a chip on their shoulder just because Before we go, we really deep dive into this, I just hope both these teams don't, like, we're too good for the first round. We're going to overlook the first round. You know, the first round, what's that mean? You know, these two teams have never spoken, never even, the words first round have never even came out of these two teams' mouths. That's how big these teams were and still are. But I just hope that they don't, like, the first round, that we don't need that. But at the end of the day, you might as well play in the first round, because you got to beat every team to be the best. So you might as well beat every team all the way to the championship and then beat whoever's going to be on the other side of the bracket. So I think it all come down to depth and strength. You know, maybe even bench play. You know, both teams have pretty solid bench play. I don't know. The Wings kind of remind me of the Lynx, just in, like, they have so much, like, both on and off the court going on. Obviously the Wings, you know, the altercation with coach, with Fred, and then him leaving his post, them getting a interim head coach. The Lynx, not to that much degree, fighting with head coaches and owners, but the Lynx, you know, with Lindsey Whalen retiring, them having that press conference, what was that, last week, and just, you know, Sylvia Fowles, that she's going to make all WNBA first team. You know, side note, I hope, I'm sure it'll happen a few times. I am probably going to say NBA and WNBA. I might get those mixed up, so I apologize in advance. Just because, like, obviously the Lynx don't have the wild stuff that the Wings have had go on this season, but the Lynx do still have some off-the-court stuff. And, you know, will that stuff get wrapped around their mind and kind of weigh them down here in this first-round matchup? I don't know. I'm from Minnesota. I guess I grew up. Yeah, you could say I'm from Minnesota. I don't think you guys really want my whole backstory, but I did. I was born in Idaho, and I moved to North Dakota for my early grade school years, and then I graduated from Southern Minnesota, and then went to school at North Dakota State here in Fargo, and I've been here ever since, just doing a lot of journalism type things. So it's been a fun ride. That's kind of my backstory. Not that you needed to know, but that I wanted to tell you. So there we go. Like I said, I'm taking the Mercury. They're just a little deeper there in that first game, and of the night. I've been thinking about this game all night too. The Lynx and the Sparks. Who do I want? Maya Moore. You know, she's kind of had not the best season. She's still hanging around, but. I'm taking the Lynx. I'm taking the Minnesota Lynx. And I'm taking the Lynx just because I think they're a little deeper. And I think Maya Moore, Lindsey Whalen, Sylvia Fowles, those three, that three-headed monster right there, I think that's going to get it done. I'm not saying that they're going to win in the second round. I am just saying that they're going to win the first round, and they're going to beat the LA Sparks, and they're going to move on. So those are my two predictions. I think that's a good spot to look. I think those are two solid predictions. So, you know, there we go. Taking the Mercury and taking the Lynx. It's an exciting day, everyone, and I just hope everyone kind of realizes how exciting this is. The WNBA playoffs are no joke, man. These are no joke. The single elimination is sick. I think teams try even harder, and I wish every first round was kind of like that in every sport. Well, I guess you have football. Well, football, obviously, one game and you're out. But I mean, it just sucks. Best of seven. First round, one game. If you can't get it done, see you next year, and then we go from there. So there we go. We got the Sparks and the Lynx, and I'm taking the Lynx. That's the late night game on ESPN2. Make sure you check it out. And then we have the Wings versus the Mercury, the early game on ESPN2, and I'm taking the Mercury. I guess I can kind of just, before we end the podcast, obviously this isn't going to be a super long podcast just because I wanted to just kind of get my predictions and quick thoughts out about the first round of the WNBA playoffs here this year. Next round I'll spend a little more time and deep dive into more matchups and more thoughts. I was on the fence if I was going to drop this podcast or not, just because for one I didn't have a name. For two, I did it this morning. And, you know, I'd like more time to prepare myself, and I always like to do podcasts usually the night of, or like the night before. And, just because it gives me a little more time to gather my thoughts. So shorter episode today. I guess what you can kind of watch out, from WNBA times here, I'm going to be doing some YouTube stuff. Obviously the podcasts are going to be big. I'm hopefully do some articles and stuff too. It's a challenge just because, like, you always got to find, like, where is the most people going to be reached? You know, where are you going to put your most time? And I like doing podcasts. I know it sucks. I'm by myself, and hopefully if we grow a little, we can get a few more guests on. And I think that would be super cool. There are some good, women's basketball players and former women's basketball players, in the North Dakota area. And I'm not saying like WNBA, but, I'm saying like pretty solid college players. So maybe we can get some, you know, of their aspects on towards the end of the playoffs, if we can lock those down and kind of what they think of the whole, playoffs and how they've unraveled. YouTube wise, I kind of like doing the voiceovers. If you guys check out the YouTube page, it's just type in WNBA times. You'll see, I think, two or three videos on there about, you know, who was it? Tiffany Hayes and Brianna Stewart won Player of the Month last month. So I cut up a bunch of clips of them playing and kind of just did a voiceover reading. And I thought that was pretty chill. I think a few people saw it, which is also cool. But I'm just trying to think of other ways to expand my WNBA coverage, because I'm telling you guys, like, this game, man, this game is growing. I don't care what anybody says. This game, this year, especially, I've seen the most people really pick up on it and start, you know, I've seen just websites that I never really thought would write about WNBA stuff, write, you know, WNBA stuff. Obviously, it helps to have, you know, quality players. I think this year there were six players that averaged 20 points or more, and that was, what, the most in a couple years. So I mean, the high quality play is true. It's true. And you just think of, and I think what helps too is Liz is spurring a conversation. Even in the NBA, you have Kevin Love, Cheney Fry, and some others, and they're sparking kind of the conversation of, you know, mental health. And I think that's also very good to talk about as well. And I think maybe, you know, that's why people are kind of coming around. You've seen The Ringer. I don't know if you guys follow The Ringer. It's an online publication. They wrote a wonderful article about Liz and the Dallas Wings and how a few years ago, or how, at first, how she really didn't want to be a WNBA player. That really never crossed her mind. Then she continued to pick up the ball and played some, you know, played some bigger games over in Australia, and national games, and then she really fell in love with it. But, you know, she loves her DJing, and she loves being close to her family. And like I said, this year was the first year that she came back to the WNBA. So who knows if she'll stick around. That'll be a blow to the Wings, just because she's been a franchise-changing player, you could say. So, you know, we'll see where that goes. But listen, get on now. Everybody, get on the WNBA train now. We could probably pick you up, you know, next season or a season after that, after this league's really blown up. But if you want to get on in the action today, yeah, you should do that. All the games ESPN2, check them out. It's gonna be high quality play, if I could talk. And listen to the announcers and read the game stories. If you really want to get into this sport and learn, then read after. You can't just watch a game and then be like, okay, this is what happened. Cool. You got to watch a game, and then you got to read the recaps. That's why I hopefully follow WNBA Times, because tomorrow we'll have some first-round thoughts by me. And not going to be super professional, just going to be super chill and super laid back, but first-round thoughts by me, and that'll continue after every round of the playoffs. So follow us at WNBA Times. Mouth's getting super dry. Twitter and Instagram. I should bring water on next time I do a podcast. And if you guys can think of a name, shout it out to me on Twitter. And that'd be super cool. I'm still thinking. And hopefully I'll have one by the next round of the playoffs, so Thursday. And we'll go from there and we'll drop another podcast. So thank you everyone for listening. I know this is a lot of scrambled and rambled thoughts, but it was the first one and I wanted to get it out there. I want to throw you guys my predictions. I promise you, on Thursday, I'll do a little more deep diving and a little more possibly, you know, throwing some stats at you and stuff like that. Ah, we'll see. Stats are always busy work. Just more deep dive thoughts. All right, guys. Happy WNBA playoffs watching. Yeah. Oh, thank you.